It's a Friday morning edition of the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Everyone loves a great storyteller. As humans, we live and breathe for stories. You can move nations if you can tell a great story. And one of our greatest stories has to be this guy right here. I don't know if you'll recognize the voice, but I think you will find the story very interesting.
When we were growing up, whether it was Sunday night, it was sandwich night. Oh. I was the one that always made the sandwiches for the family, because I'd take about an hour doing it. Your pickles got to be on the same side.
Take a time
for
out.
Me, with the mayonnaise side, usually places.
Well, you're interrupting. This is building to a huge
well,
crescendo.
We've heard this before, and that's my biggest problem with this is he took control of sandwich night at his family's house.
Yeah.
How in the world, if you're making sandwiches for four,
yeah,
could that take an hour?
It took an hour.
There's
because
no way.
He is very detailed about
so
the way he does it.
We were growing up, whether it was Sunday night, it was sandwich night. I was the one that always made the sandwiches for the family, because I'd take about an hour doing it.
Uh-huh.
Your pickles got to be on the same side. For me, with the mayonnaise side, usually places put pickles on the side of the mustard side. I go a little light on the American mustard, because it seems to me that it overtakes a little bit. Ketchup's never really on the sandwich, but it's on the side, so you can dip it. The good thing about that is that the sweetness of the ketchup is the first thing that hits your palate. And for me, that's my favorite thing to get the palate started before I get into the meat of the sandwich.
Can I take a time out?
Yeah, let's see. That's all I have right there.
Okay. He's exactly right about the mustard and ketchup thing.
Yeah.
You don't put too much because mustard really overwhelms a sandwich. And I've always...
That's why mustard is spare.
And I've always done the dipping thing with the ketchup. Just that way you can regulate the amount
right.
of ketchup.
Whoa. What's a sandwich? You make a turkey sandwich and you have ketchup on
that's
the side?
Right.
Well, no.
That's
I guess,
the issue.
Yeah, I guess he's talking about a sandwich that goes with ketchup.
Like I don't me, think for, he is. I think he's just making it up as he goes. And he goes, yeah, ketchup.
I don't know why you're
right
questioning
there.
Sandwich
many,
not.
How many sandwiches go with ketchup?
Zero. Hamburgers.
All of mine.
Hamburgers and
all
chicken
burger.
Sandwiches.
That's it.
Yeah. Why don't you shut up, Sean?
I'm telling you, he made all that up as he was going.
I did not.
Pickles on the back.
That was actually
side.
Real. I was talking about
and there's no, okay,
real.
That's got to take what? 15 seconds to put the pickles on the mayonnaise side.
Not if you take your
now
time.
We're up to about 20 seconds.
You
you've got 59 minutes and
Cyrus,
20
too.
Seconds.
Yeah. You think he's so full
annoying.
Of it?
Yes, he's so full
he's
of
so
it.
Great. He's so great. Haven't you come full 180 on him?
I have.
Or maybe 360. You like him when you first see him.
Yes.
And then you get to where you're so annoyed by him. And now I've come back around to, I think he's genius.
Me too. I think he would be one of our top three ever in-studio guests. If we could have him in here
yeah.
for an hour.
Oh, we could have him a whole show.
It would be
you know he
what?
Could talk
awesome.
About anything.
Yeah.
I bet
length.
He is a really nice guy.
It'd
he seems
awesome.
Like a really nice guy.
And
what I've read about him seems nice.
George.
But man, when I hear him talk,
yeah,
I'm ready for
it,
him to
you?
Shut up 5 seconds
nah,
in.
Nah, you love it. It's because every time I talk, you learn something.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because I think you're making it up.
I guess right.
Oh, okay.
That's one of those blue lights.
Anyway, you know this voice. Tell me if you know the voice of this storyteller.
I love Adolf Hitler.
Of course, that is Ticket's own.
I want to hear the rest of that story.
Norm Mitchkus. The story was a little bit, it was a little too bad. I don't think it'd go over so well these days. But that is how he started off a story one time.
I love Adolf Hitler.
Well, maybe you remember this story that that Norm told. Hold on, let me find where it is here. Oh, holy mackerel. I don't have it here. Hold on a second.
Why don't you tell me what the highlights are?
I'm trying to, but it disappeared on me.
What the Hades?
Well, this is frustrating. Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I'll play you this here. How about this?
Play the Hitler story again.
In fact, Groups, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it just... Anyway, it left a strange taste.
So anyway, I'm going nowhere with Groobs.
Awkward moments here on the Ticket when that was when Groobs was an intern and at Norm's house. Norm was broadcasting from his house. And Norm has that weird thing. And we've met other broadcasters that do this. They have to be talking to someone.
Right.
They're solo show host. But they will talk to the cleaning crew if they're there in the studio because they have to be looking at someone. And, of course, Norm brought in Groobs.
not realizing that he's an intern for a reason, which is because he has zero talent to be on the air. So then you get the...
Exactly. I mean...
But Grooves became a star in his own right, and he became a star here on The Ticket by being lovable and being so musically gifted. And we play one of his particular songs here on the air, but I found one that I don't know that we play very often. And it has a guitar riff that really cracks me and George up anytime someone does a riff like this. So here's Grooves on guitar and singing his, it was his second gig at the Barley House. Yes, that just kills me. That just kills me. That
from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems, it's got me by
you could have used a backing band.
My soul to squeeze. Well, the love.
I want to know what chord that was. Good Lord. It's horrible. All right.
The love from me.
Wait, this was not at the Barley House.
There I go, I just don't know.
Ooh.
I've gotta take it slow.
Wait, his effect.
When I find...
Isn't that when he bottomed out?
This is Grooves. This is Grooves in front of his dad in fifth grade.
No. This is at the Barley House. You can hear him cheering in the background.
You weren't there that night?
I wasn't there that night.
It was magic.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
There
see,
were
that's
roommates
like,
back then, weren't you?
Yeah, man. I lived with the guy for like 5 years.
Oh, man. See, that's like seeing Jimmy at Monterey.
Yeah.
You know, people always talk about, hey, I saw Jimmy at Monterey.
But when you hear him now, it's like, it's amazing that he could ever do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he can play.
Gotta take it slow. Find my peace of mind. Gonna give you some of my good time. You're so polite indeed.
Has any girl wanted a part of his good time?
You're so polite indeed. Well, I got everything I need. Oh, make my days agree. And take away...
His guitar teacher hadn't taught him this part yet, so...
And take away my self-destruction. It's better baby, it's very sweet. I'm on a roller coaster, but I'm on my feet.
This got a little too fast for him, I think, in here.
And take away my self-destruction. It's better baby, it's very sweet. I'm on a roller coaster, but I'm on my feet. Take me to the river, let me on your shore. Well, I'm
this is when the parents are just sitting on the living room couch with fake smiles plastered on their face as their kids'
eyes watering.
Yeah, doing this concert. How many more songs you got, son? We probably should get ready for bed. Got school in the morning.
Dad's
got
to mow the lawn. I know it's dark. I got to mow the lawn still, though.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was just dying laughing at that at home.
About that.
All right, Gordo, thank you.